We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchas Orla, Halacha Dalid, in middle of paragraph Yud Zayin. We're in the middle of a relatively long chapter of Likutei Halachos, and one of the major topics here is the three major taivos, the three desires that a Jew has to try to conquer and be able to control, which are the desire for money, women, and food. And we learned, Rabbeinu Zal taught us in Likutei Moran, that the three holidays, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, help us to be able to combat those three desires and to be able to control them properly. Rab Nosson Zal, in this halacha, has shown us the connection between those three holidays and Rosh Hashanah. How Rosh Hashanah is the critical piece of the whole puzzle. And those three holidays are tied into Rosh Hashanah. One of the ways is by the three sounds of the shofar, the tekiah, shvorim, and trua. And we also spoke about the 3 years that we wait before partaking from the fruit of a tree. And we said that one of the reasons for that is in order to be able to help us eliminate the negative effects that these three taivos would have on the food that we're eating, on that fruit, on that produce. Now Rav Nosson Zal was starting to explain towards the end of the previous year why we wait 3 years. According to what we saw in Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal said that the three holidays deal with it. Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. And you want to put Rosh Hashanah in there also? Okay, so we have a Rosh Hashanah and three holidays. Shouldn't that be enough? And Rav Nosson Zal explained a very important fact that applies to all of Yiddishkeit and certainly to all of Kabbalah and all of Hasidus, that whenever we speak about different things, usually each item has some of the other thing in it also. When we speak about day and night, day has day and night in it, and night has day and night in it. When we speak about chesed, kindness, we said there's chesed shebechesed, there's gvura shebechesed, etc. And Rav Nosson Zal pointed out that this applies on the other side also, in the sitra achra also. Even when we speak about midos rois, bad characteristic traits or other things like that, they're usually not totally independent, but rather each one has some of the other one in it. Money has women and food in it. Food has money and women. Each one has the others. Let's pick up where we left off. Avoli efsher l'sakin b'shleimus ki'im b'sholosh shonim. Rav Nosson Zal says, therefore, it's impossible to complete this tikkun totally, this tikkun of these three taivos rois, without going through a 3 year period, sheyesh bohem shalosh pa'amim shalosh regolim, whereby we have three sets of the three holidays. We have Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos 3 times. Machma shekol mido klula mishalosh, because of the fact that each one of the midos rois is actually a combination of all three. Taivas mamayim is mamayim, noshim, and achila. Therefore, v'heim tlas klulin mitlas. There are three that are each comprised of three. Al kein tzrichin lahamtin sholoi shnei orla. That's why we have to wait 3 years of orla, of abstention. Sholoi shonim daiko, specifically 3 years. V'ho ikar hatikun al yidei Rosh Hashanah v'kanal. And Rav Nosson Zal re-emphasizes that even though in Likutei Moran, in this chapter, he doesn't mention Rosh Hashanah in the context of addressing these three taivos, although at the end of the chapter in Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal does bring in Rosh Hashanah in a very big way. But here, Rav Nosson Zal is telling us everything in Yiddishkeit and everything in the calendar year has a tremendous critical connection to Rosh Hashanah. And here he's stressing it very much. V'alkein, ikar hashono le'inyin netia sorlo nechsheves mi Rosh Hashanah kemavur b'gemara u'poiskim. And this is why you'll find when the Gemara discusses how we calculate the beginning of a year regarding Orla, regarding the produce of a tree, the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch emphasize that we calculate it from Rosh Hashanah, showing the critical involvement of Rosh Hashanah in this process here. V'ze b'chinas hatkiyas, shehem mishuloshim b'chol ha'b'chinos. Now Rav Nosson Zal goes back to something we touched on a few pages ago. There we spoke about the basic tkiya, shvorim, and trua, and Rav Nosson Zal showed the connection between them and Avraham, Yitzchok, Yaakov, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, if you look in the Gemara and the Halacha, everything about shofar blowing is always in threes. Everything is three, 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 three. K'may shekosav b'mishnah, as it says in the Mishnah in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Seder Tekiyas, the order of the shofar blowing is Shalosh, Shel Shalosh, Shalosh. Three, where each one is three and three. Ki hatkiyois hein bechinas tikun hakoilois shema'oirin mimamakim. Because the blowing of the shofar on Rosh Hashanah represents the tikkun of all the koilos, of all the different sounds, the sounds of our own prayers, our own tefilos, our own singing, our own crying, all of it is included in the shofar. Shema oirin mimamakim, which we bring up from the depths. On Rosh Hashanah, all of us look inside of ourselves, all the way inside of ourselves, and we're reaching all the way down to try to fix everything, to try to make a whole new beginning, a new start. And Rosh Hashanah is reaching out to the Jews who are in the lowest places, the furthest ones away from Hashem, people who don't come to shul all year round, but for Rosh Hashanah, they're coming. These are the mimamakim. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, min hametzar korosi ko, I cry out to Hashem from my constriction, from feeling very low. Dehainu shal yedei hatekiyos mamshichen al Yisrael ha'oras hatshuva, through the blowing of the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, we draw upon the entire Jewish people the light of tshuva, which is, what's the most important aspect of the light of tshuva? Sheyizku tomid litzoik l'Hashem yisporach me'imke imke libo mikol mokim shehem. For a Jew to know that the most important ingredient in the tshuva, and the most important thing that's going to help me start the tshuva process and carry it through properly till the end, is this always crying out to Hashem, no matter where I am, no matter how low I feel. Shezeh ikar hatikun kanal. That is the main tikun. We had quoted much earlier the pasuk, Kru imochem dvorim v'shuvu el Hashem. Hashem says, you want to do tshuva? A person's going to take a course, a very, very important course. And the first thing they know is, what do I have to bring with me? What do I bring with me? And they say, okay, we're going to give you a list. You have to bring this and this and this. And if you forget any of these things, you're not really going to get the full benefit of the course. When it comes to tshuva, Hashem says, bring one thing with you. Kru imochem dvorim v'shuvu el Hashem. Bring with you words and return to Hashem. The Gemara says, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ein ani mevakesh mikem elo dvorim. The only thing I'm asking you for is talk to me, talk to me. Now again, this doesn't mean don't put on tefillin. It doesn't mean don't, but it means the most critical, most important item that a person is going to need to give them the major, major push to start the tshuva process. And then to give them the ability to weather all the ups and downs, all the storms, is this tefillah. All the time, tefillah, tefillah, tefillah. V'al kein heim sholosh, shel sholosh, sholosh. And this is why when the Mishnah speaks about shofar blowing, it says there are three sounds of the shofar, and each one is comprised of three. K'al yedei ha-koilois v'ha-tzo'okois, Zoichin lahamshich hatikunim anal shel sholosh regolim. Because through the sounds of the shofar, we are drawing upon ourselves the tikkun that Rabbeinu Zal and Likutei Moran over there attributes to the three holidays, to Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. Sheheim mesaknim sholosh taivos anal. Those three holidays help us correct the three major taivos. Shebohem tolui hakoil. upon which everything depends on these three things. Everything depends on the tikkun of the three taivos. And Rabbeinu Zal and Likut Imran showed us that that's what the three major holidays are all about. And Rabbi Nosson Zal says that we're working on this also in a very big way on Rosh Hashanah, with the three sounds, the three sounds of the shofar, each one which is comprised of three. Umachma shegam hashloisha midos hanal heim sholosh klulin misholosh kanal. And because of the fact that these three desires are also three, each one of them is a three. Money is not money alone. Money is very much connected to women and to food. And food is connected to money and to women. All because of that, alkein hatikiyos heim shalosh shel shalosh shalosh kanal. That's why the tikiyos shofar on Rosh Hashanah, which is a major part of the tshuva process, is also three times three. V'alkein anu toikin kama v'kama koilos kama pomim shalosh shalosh. And Rav Nosson says, this is why you'll understand why on Rosh Hashanah we don't just blow three times. Or we don't even just blow nine times. We blow sets again and again and again and all kinds of variations. Tkiya Shvarim, Tkiya, Tkiya Trua, Tkiya, all kinds of variations of this. Why? Ki chein hadavar. Because this is the way it is. Shetzrichin laharbois, bitzaokois, v'shavois l'Hashem Yisborach kol yemei chayov. It's not enough for a person to daven one set of tefillos. A person would say in tefillah also, there's three major tefillos, shachris, mincha, and mariv. And once I've davened those three, I've covered all the bases. Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. That's everything, right? The answer is yes, but. And the but is that we have to daven many, many tefillos, and never get tired, never relent, never stop. As Rabbeinu Zal warned us, never to stop screaming to Hashem. This is a very critical foundation for Yiddishkeit that he's giving us now. Because in Yiddishkeit, in Judaism, it is impossible to complete the tikkun of anything or everything in one shot. Ubifrat, mi shekilkel kama shekilkel, especially a person who messed up in a big way, a person who did many sins, tzorech lehismamea harbe b'tikunoi. That person has to know that it's going to take time. It's going to take a long time for that person to fix everything properly. Bibichinas, as the Gemara says, habo letaher mesayin loy. When a person comes to purify himself, they help him. From heaven, they help him. How do they help him? Oimrem loy hamtein. They say, wait, be patient. Ukmeshekosov baksovim, and as is written in the writings of the Arizal, Le'inyan tikun chet Adam Arishayim, regarding correcting the sin of Adam Arishayim, shemachmas goydel chetoy, as a result of the magnitude of that sin, yefsher lesakein beyoyim echod, we cannot fix it in one day. Kiim, in other words, even though the sin took place on Rosh Hashanah, Adam Arishayim was created on the sixth day of creation, which is Aleph Tishrei. The world, the physical world, was created on the 25th of Elul. The sixth day of creation, Friday, was Rosh Hashanah. So a person would say that on Rosh Hashanah, if we do everything, we'll have repaired the sin of Adam Arishon, right? The answer is, to a degree. One day, the Arizal says, is not enough for this. Kiyim me Rosh Hashanah at Shmini Atzeres. But rather, it requires a whole cycle, starting from Rosh Hashanah, through Aseres Yemei Tshuva, Yom Kippur, Sukkos, Hoshana Rabbah, Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah. V'gam b'kol azman hazeh, ein mesaknin b'shleimus. And even in one complete cycle like that, we do not yet complete the correction of the sin of Adam Arishon. Kiyim b'chol shono ma'at ma'at. But rather, the Arizal shows how every year we're fixing a little bit. Every year from Rosh Hashanah through Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah, we fix a little bit more, a little bit more. Ad zman bila hamoves lonetzach. Until the time when Hashem will put an end to death, people will no longer die, Mashiach will come, then the whole process will be completed. Ayin Shom, look over there in the writings of the Arizal, where he emphasizes this very much, that this is a long haul, and we have to be prepared for it. And we have to know every year, from that period of time, Rosh Hashanah through Shmini Atzeres, we're accomplishing a lot. It's a major thing, but we're not necessarily finishing the job. We have to continue working throughout the rest of the year and wait for the next Rosh Hashanah again to get another real, real crack at doing another, a second level repair. Mikolshkein ata. That's if we're talking about the sin of Adam Arishayim. How much more so if we talk about our situation now? Shekol echod hoisif chatoen v'kilkulim al chet Adam Arishayim ma shehoisif. Whereby every single generation after Adam Rishon added their own sins to the picture. The Dor HaFloga, the Dor HaMabul, Loi, every single one. Al kein bevadai, yefshel asakein bepam echod rak mat mat. It's impossible for us in one round to finish everything, but rather a little bit, a little bit. Veze yodua, and this is known. That the Yetzirah and all of his cronies are always lying in ambush for us. They're always trying to trap us. As soon as a person becomes inspired to want to daven to Hashem, to want to cry out to Hashem, ukeyotze, or anything similar to that, Azai hu misoirer lezgaberu lezgaraboy bioiser. Then the Yetzirah says, ha ha, I'll show him. He wants to get away from me. He wants to try to become religious. He wants to try to fix things. I'll show him. Because the Yetzirah sees that this person is trying to escape him. The Yetzirah says, no way. As the Gemara says in Kiddushin, in Sukkah, I believe this is, Kol hagodol mechaveroi, Yitzroi Godel Mimenu. Any person who's on a higher level than somebody else has a higher level Yetzirah to combat them. Umachma Shehodom Adain Bekatnus Godel. And because of the fact that this person who's in his early stages of tshuva, we're talking about a person who's first starting out doing tshuva, because of the fact that he's still very small spiritually, because he hasn't really gotten turned on to Hashem fully, it's only a little bit, he's only started correcting himself a little bit, like a hairline. And even when the person's trying to make that little fix, that small repair, the Yetzirah is going ballistic. The Yetzirah is going crazy to try to stop him and everything. Al kein koshe ma'oid lamoid kenegdoi. This is why it's so difficult for us to stand up against the Yetzirah. Umachmazeh rabim rechoikim mitshuva. And it's for this reason that many people are far from starting the tshuva process. And even those that start, many are very, very far from completing it. Ki be'emes roiv b'nei Yisrael kekulam misoirim behirhur tshuva b'chol pam. Because the truth is, majority of the Jewish people, a good majority of the Jewish people, have feelings of tshuva, have thoughts about Hashem, about spirituality, all the time. Even the most spiteful sinners in Klal Yisrael, even they, the Torah tells us, are full of regret. However, as a result of the tremendous power and effort that the Yetzirah puts in to oppose this all the time, Rabim Noiflim Miyad, many people quit right away, right at the beginning. Uktsasam li'acharei zizman. And some people quit after a short period of time. Rachmono litzlan. May Hashem save us. Al kein, therefore, ikar hatakono rak litzoik lashem yisporach tomid. The only way that a person could hope to make it to the finish line and to succeed in all of this adversity is if the person is prepared to always be crying out to Hashem, always talking to Hashem, speaking to Hashem, begging for help. V'zeh b'chinas shebechol ha'koilois shel shofar toiken tkiya b'roish utkiya b'soif. And with this, we'll understand an interesting thing about the format of the shofar blowing on Rosh Hashanah. That whatever we're blowing, whether it's a shvarim, a true tkiya, the set always begins with a tkiya and it ends with a tkiya. Ki ikar hakoil hanemar betoira hu trua. Because the most basic sound of the shofar that's mentioned in the Chumash is the trua. It says Yoim Terua Tielchem. It doesn't say the word Tkiah in the Chumash at all, just about. Ach Raboisenu Zal Kiblu Shekol Terua Pshuta Lefoneo Pshuta Lachre. It's our rabbis who had a tradition going back to Moshe Rabbeinu that every sound of the shofar, every Terua, has to be preceded and followed by a Tkiah. Ki Koil Tkiah Shehu Koil Poshut. Rav Nosson Zal says that tekiya that starts every set of shofar blowing is a straight sound, a straight long sound, and that represents a Jew crying out to Hashem from the depths of his heart. Before he has anything to say, even, we know that when a person is really feeling beat up, or a person is really feeling that they need major help, before they can say anything, the first thing they say is, oi, a real oi. And that oi includes in it, you know, that oi, that long drawn out sound, is a summary of everything he's feeling. And that's what starts the process where a person says, Hashem, I really need to talk to you. And but he starts with that long, straight sound that's a door opener. Ki adayin ein yoidim shum eitza v'tachbula eich lotzeis mimachmoyros hayetzahora. Because the person at that early stage, at the beginning stages of tshuva, we don't know any way, we have no idea yet how to succeed at this. And even how to fight the battle. I don't even know how to fight this guy. I don't know what he's coming at me with. And I don't even know how to carry on a conversation with Hashem. I never met Hashem. Do I know how to talk to him? So what does a person have to do? They have to cry out a simple, simple sound that's coming from the depth of the heart. That's this, oi. Bibechinas mimamakim kirosicho Hashem. As Dovid HaMelech says, from the depths I call out to you. Vazai alidei koil tzakosai hapshuta shehu bechinos tkiya. And then, when a Jew allows himself that luxury to be able to give that oi to Hashem, to cry out to Hashem mamish from the depths of his heart, then, as a result of that's the tkiya, as a result of that, Hashem yisporach mo'ira rachma molov, Hashem turns on his kindness towards that person, u'maschil lohoir bedaitoi he'oras hatikin, and Hashem starts shining into that person's brain that the person should be able to understand what they need to do to be able to fix. Umerames loy seder hatfila. And Hashem hints to the person what to say, how to talk, how to speak to Hashem. Dehainu sheyitzoik la'Hashem yisporach. That the person should scream, cry out to Hashem and verbalize what he has to say. Sheyoyer olav he'oras hashloi shamoichem, that Hashem should shine upon me the light of those three levels of brains that we spoke about, the three levels of das that a Jew receives on Pesach and Shavuos and Sukkos, shehim b'china shloisha regolim, that those three portions of das correspond to the three holidays, shebohem toloi ikar hatikun kanal. It's on these three measures of das that is dependent the whole ability to fix and correct everything I need to fix in my life, to succeed in overcoming the Yetzirah. V'ze b'chinas koil trua, and with this we could understand the sound of the trua, shehu koilois mishuloshim. The trua is triple sounds. Ta-ta-ta, ta-ta-ta, ta-ta-ta. That's the trua as we know it. Or even the shvarim, which the Gemara says might be a trua, the shvarim is also ta-ta-ta. It's three. Shehem ramzim al tlas moichin. Again, that's a remez to these three portions of seichel that we're trying to draw upon ourselves from Hashem. Shalosh regolim, the three holidays. Hainu, this means she'achshov anu tzoyekim l'Hashem yisborach she'yoyer aleinu hatikin shel shalosh regolim kanal. After we did the tkia, after we did that oi, that real oi, now we're ready for Hashem to start giving us the three sections of seichel, A, B, and C. V'Hashem yisborach shoymea koil teruaseinu v'tzakoseinu berachmim. And we know, we say this in the Shmon Esrei on Rosh Hashanah, ki ato shoymea koil truas, that Hashem listens to these cries, these screams, with kindness. V'tekef maschil lohoir aleinu ezas schol atik misham. And Hashem immediately turns on the faucet, and he starts sending the person some of those three types of seichel that I need to be able to combat these three evils. Vazai takeif ezeh, and when Hashem does that, when Hashem feeds me that first portion of seichel, takeif ezelu mazem ezgar baldova lekalkel Hashem. The Yetzer says, oh, so that's the story. So this guy wants to fight me now. And Hashem's getting involved too. Hashem's going to... So the Yetzer Hara immediately activates itself. Nekudas hascha, mizgora baldover lekalkel chasishon. Nekudas hascha altegazer. The Yetzer Hara immediately wants to squash that beginning. This guy is starting to try to get away from me. Crush. We're going to step on him. Vazai tzrichin tekef litkoya oy tekiya pshuta lachreya. What does the person have to do when he sees that angel coming at him? Oy! Again, that tkia, again, that crying from the depth of my heart. Ki tekef achar hisnoitetzutz eitz enekuda me'aschola satikun, because as soon as the person experiences some of that light that they're getting, that Hashem is starting to make his tikun, Hashem is starting to give him seichel, he's starting to move, tzrichin tekef umiyad lachzer velitzoy koil chozok uposhut me'emak alev. The person has to immediately give another scream, oy, from the depths of his heart, shehit tkiya pshuto lachrea. That's the second tkiya that follows the true of the shvorim. Kedei lohosir hasoton, to get rid of that antagonist, to get rid of the enemy. Shelo yekalkel chas v'shalom nekuda satikun sheschalu. So he shouldn't mess up this beginning that I just started to make. I started putting up one of the walls of the house, and now the wind is blowing. I have to scream again. That other screamed Hashem. V'zeh b'chinas, and this is what we say in the tefillah of Ma'ariv at night. V'hoser soton milfoneinu u'me'achareinu. Hashem, please remove the Satan, the Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination, from in front of us and from in back of us. Shetzrichin litzoik moed l'Hashem yisborach sheyosir ha-Satan milifnei ha-tikun u'me'acharei ha-tikun v'kanal. There's got to be a sandwich. We have to ask Hashem to remove the Satan who's standing there blocking me from getting started, and the Satan who shows up immediately after I get started. As soon as I make my first move, he doesn't quit. Just because he got pushed aside in the beginning, the second he sees I've moved forward a little bit, okay, he picks himself up and he's right back there. V'zeh b'chinas pshuta lefoneho u'pshuta l'achreha. This is the tekiah in front and the tekiah in back. Ki ein biyodeinu lahasiroi ulegorshoi kiim al yedei tzoko v'shavo pshuta me'oimek halev l'ashem yisborakanal. Because there is no way, there is no other way for us to remove the Yetzirah and to get rid of him other than crying out to Hashem sometimes, this simple cry that's coming from the depth of the heart. It doesn't take a genius, it doesn't take a professor to say, "Oy!" That's the simplest way of reaching out to Hashem, of begging for help. When a person is in a deep ditch, we know they don't start saying, "Hey, you at the level." They know the first thing they have to do is, "Oh, the first thing I have to do is make sure somebody hears me." After they hear me and they come running, I can tell them what happened. I fell and I this and blah, 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 and I start explaining what happened. Well, you know. But the first move is the oi, and after there's some progress. When a person sees they're making some progress, but there's still major opposition, that the opposition is still alive and kicking, there's got to be another oi, a real oi. And then the person draws upon himself again another measure of das and seichel. And that also has to be preceded and followed with the teki in front and came back. This is a continuing process. This cycle, this is always the cycle. That when a person is first starting, when a person is when they want to make their first move, when they want to open the door, the opening the door is that pshuta, that cry from the depth, that deep of my heart, that minameitzar korosiko, that mimamakim korosich Hashem, and that cry is a tekiah. It's simple as could be. It's just, you know, one sound. Doesn't have to be no discussions, words, no elaborations. Once a person has done that with real sincerity, then they can be confident that Hashem heard me and Hashem is opening the door, and now he's starting to let the waters flow. He's starting to let the das flow down to me. The das, I need three moichim. That's the three koilas. That's the conversation. And then every time when he finishes, to know that he's not finished yet. There's going to be another round. He's going to need that oy again. Ki b'chol pam tzrichen litzoy koilois pshutim lifnei hascholas eze nekuda me'atikun uliachrov. Because every single time a person has to give that simple sound, that simple cry, before he starts the tikun, and after, and at the end. From the realization that it's not over. I realize even though I just spoke to Hashem and everything, I know I'm not finished. I know he's going to come back. He gave me, I had these 15 minutes. I had this hour of bliss that I was able to speak to Hashem and pour out my heart, but I know it ain't over. I didn't finish. And therefore, again, that oi from the depth of the heart, begging Hashem to help me. Ki ein loy koyach, ki ein lonu koyach lamoid kenegdoi, kiim litpois umanus avoiseinu. Because we have no other force that can help us stand up to the great power of the Yetzirah other than by grabbing onto the method that our forefathers used, which is litzoik l'Hashem yisborach tomid, to cry out to Hashem all the time.